This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard conducted a drill Saturday, launching anti-warship ballistic missiles at a simulated target in the Indian Ocean. That's what state television reported. Footage showed two missiles smash into a target that the TV station described as hypothetical hostile enemy ships at a distance of 1,800 kilometers. In the first phase of the drill on Friday, the Guard's Aerospace Division launched surface-to-surface ballistic missiles and drones against, again, hypothetical enemy bases. Iranian state television described the drill as taking place in the country's vast central desert, the latest in a series of snap exercises called amid escalating tensions over its nuclear program. Those tensions between Washington and Tehran have increased alongside a series of incidents stemming from U.S. President Donald Trump's withdrawal from Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. In Trump's final days as president, Tehran has recently seized a South Korean oil tanker and begun enriching uranium closer to weapons-grade levels, while the U.S. has sent B-52 bombers, an aircraft carrier, and a nuclear submarine to the region. In recent weeks, Iran has increased its military drills as the country tries to pressure President-elect Joe Biden over the nuclear accord, which he has said America could reenter. Iran has missile capability of up to 2,000 kilometers. That's far enough to reach Israel and U.S. military bases that are also in the area. For more in-depth coverage of these and other stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Germany's Christian Democrats elected a new chairman on Saturday, aiming to unite their conservative party behind a new leader who they hope can succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor. She will step down after federal elections in September. At stake is the leadership of Europe's biggest economy. Foreign ministers of China and the Philippines on Saturday committed to prioritizing post-pandemic recovery efforts as senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi wrapped up a week-long visit to four Southeast Asian countries. The Philippines in March imposed one of the world's longest and strictest lockdowns to contain the virus, grounding to a halt what was one of Asia's fastest-growing economies before the pandemic. A plane carrying 1 million doses of Sinopharm's COVID-19 vaccine arrived on Saturday in Serbia, making it the first European country to receive the Chinese vaccine for mass inoculation programs. Serbia's president was accompanied by Beijing's ambassador to that Balkan country at Belgrade's airport as containers carrying the vaccine were unloaded from an Air Serbia plane. Turkey will renew its offer to form a joint working group with the United States to look into the technical aspects of its acquisition of the Russian S-400 defense systems it acquired once President-elect Joe Biden takes office. That's what Turkey's foreign minister was cited as saying on Friday. And Uganda's election commission Saturday declared incumbent Yoweri Museveni the winner of the presidential election, extending his 35-year rule as his main rival alleged fraud and urged citizens to reject the result. Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or 58.64% of the total, while main opposition candidate Bobi Wine won 3.48 million votes, or 34.83% of the total. The results were announced by the Electoral Commission in a televised news conference. Suicide rates in Japan have jumped in the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly among women and children, even though they fell in the first wave when the government offered generous handouts to people. That's what a survey found. The July-October suicide rate rose 16% from the same period a year earlier. That's a stark reversal of the February-June decline of 14%, according to the study, which was conducted by Hong Kong University and the Tokyo Metropolitan Institute of Gerontology. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.